Do you need a nap?
I'm Chick McGee, and we're off the air. Thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. I'm Chick McGee, your host. The co-host is Jess. Hi.
Hi.
And that's Jason, our producer. Hi, Jason.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We really haven't had a conversation.
This is my new rule on music.
What?
I want people to, the artists, to hear we're playing their music so they get in touch with us. And
who is this?
Tell us to stop playing it.
This, and tell us to stop playing it. And then we'll go, hey, while we got you on the phone, you want to be on the podcast?
Who is this?
This is a group called Soul Coughing.
Yeah.
It's called Circles. But more importantly, the singer and the leader of the band, as I'm the leader of this podcast, his name's Mike Doty. And I want to talk to him too.
He's got Has he done solo stuff?
Got a bunch of solo stuff. That I
know
I really enjoy.
I can give him your number if you want.
You know Mike Doty.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mike Doty's digits.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Okay.
Wait. No, I got Mike Doty.
Oh. Dang, got it. So close.
Gotcha.
Got me. Hooked me. Yeah, I just got back from Canada. Boy, my arm's tired. Anybody?
I think you can fuck that joke up.
Anything? Nothing? All right.
How long was the drive?
Oh, the holy Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
He went with a truck driver. This guy's professional.
Yes, he kept telling me that he has a professional foot. So
what does that mean?
I don't know. He was in charge of driving.
It's comfortable speeding.
Yeah. We did some speeding.
Did he drive? Because usually you drive.
It was 34 hours, 17 hours each way.
Okay, God.
So I bet I drove maybe 8 hours. Maybe, probably less. He drove the shit out of my car.
I was gonna say, it was your car, right?
Yeah. Well, that was one of the awkward conversations. He invited me, and I went, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds cool. And then the next thing I know, so what car are we taking? And he goes, oh, we're taking your car. I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But mine's comfortable. And
he invited you, so you should drive.
What are you eating this episode?
An apple.
With?
Nut butter.
I knew she was going to say
call
nut butter.
Ball butter.
I don't know, but there's a sign. There's a sign at the grocery store, and it says nut butter real big, and then there's it says get your nut butter right here.
Get your nut butter here, and I've taken a picture of it and put it on Instagram. I know I have. Did you do that?
No. Yeah. I don't know.
You were there that day. I did that.
But you should get a T-shirt. I think we should sell T-shirts.
Get your nut butter right here with the arrow pointing to your penis. See what that. I'm back from Canada, and I got you guys gifts.
I already got mine.
She already got hers. I got her.
What'd she get?
It's a much less expensive gift than this, I assure you. Okay, that's not true. You know that.
But, I got a bear wearing a scarf Christmas ornament.
You say that like it's not a good thing.
Okay, so here's my thing.
You like Christmas ornaments?
I didn't say
it's
this.
It's June. Okay.
Right.
Wait, hold on. I'm interested. I didn't say this
because he brought four people things back. Me and you, Mare Bear, and his daughter, Elle.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's his core right there.
Mm-hmm.
He gave Mary the moose ornament, and he gave me the bear ornament. Jason, ask me what my favorite animal is.
What's your favorite animal,
No, wait,
Jess?
Your favorite animal is a giraffe.
And then a moose.
And then a moose. Is that right?
Yes.
Do I have to explain this to Mare Bear? You want to trade ornaments?
I already texted her. We're going to trade.
Was that after you called Doty?
It's Doty.
Doty. All right. I got you a hat, though.
What's this?
It's a hat that says Canada. Look at that.
And guess what's on it?
There's a moose on it.
Three mooses.
Mm-hmm. And we were looking at that.
I want to see it on your head. It has to be too big.
Yeah, we were looking at that knit hat in the car.
You're saying I got a small head?
Yeah.
She said pinhead is what she said.
That's not what I said. I'm
slender.
You said pinhead.
So it was the Canada.
No, I didn't.
Where did I come up with that?
You said
her little baby head. What did you say?
Canada up front.
Canada up front, I would think. Well, it's up to you. Canada one day, Moose up front the next.
No, what I said was, what, does he have two heads? That hat looks
cute. It's a little tight.
Look at this. Look at this.
I like it.
Oh, that's gorgeous. We'll get a picture of that. Put it on the...
I'm wearing it the rest of the podcast.
Well, no, don't.
You look
do
like
that.
If you turn around, you're going to have a bunch of dreadlocks hanging out the back or something.
So anyway, 17 hours in the car to Canada.
What are you, in college?
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. He's got his hoodie on now over his knit hat.
You need to take a picture of this.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Here, tell people on. We're right in the middle of a podcast.
Right in the middle of a podcast. And
you know they want more pictures of me. That's what they want.
Definitely.
I probably look stupid, don't I?
No. You can't see the hat, though.
Yeah, you can't see your hat.
Oh, I can't, can you?
No.
Sorry.
That's dumb.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Are we doing a podcast?
Yes, we're doing.
We're doing the podcast right now. I'm taking a picture of Jason. And it's, put your head down so I can see Canada a little bit. There you go. Oh, that's gorgeous.
That's okay. Gorgeous. All right.
So we're in Canada. You know how far away this is?
Where did you go?
We're near a place called Peralt, and it's not...
What country is that in?
Peralt Falls, near Dryden, Ontario, at a Wabascane Lake. And oh, so I'm talking to her on the phone at one point while I'm up there. Oh, no, I'm coming back. We were talking on the phone coming back, and I go, and I caught 16 fish.
And I said, don't tell people, say, I caught around 20 fish, or I caught around 10 fish. Don't say 16.
The exact number.
Because you sound like that asshole at the party who keeps the beer bottle tops in his pocket so he knows how many fucking beers he drank at the end of the night.
Beers.
I had 16 beers.
I had 16 beers.
Yeah.
So apparently that wasn't good. I don't know what's on here. I did record some sound from Canada.
You met a friend.
I met a friend. His name's Robbie. Robbie is a full-blooded Canadian. As a matter of fact, Robbie is not allowed in this country anymore.
No way.
He's on a list because of some incident in Chicago. He was working for one of those sporting shows that you see.
Communist.
Not a communist. Just a hunting and fishing Canada show. He was working for someone up there. They go to these sport and travel shows, and here's our fish camp. Check this out, coming up this June or whatever.
The All Canada Show.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it goes. And he was doing that in Chicago, and he was out in the middle of the night, and the guy who had his hotel reservations and everything, he couldn't get into his hotel. So he was going to take a picture of... Have you seen The French Connection, Jason?
Mm-mm.
There's a chase scene in Chicago where the L tracks and Gene Hackman. Well, anyway, he was going to take a picture of this. So he set up his tripod and his camera, and the Chicago policeman comes over. And he starts going, what are you doing, sir? And it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. He's like, well, I'm just going to take a picture of this. And this is where the French Connection is. And the cop goes, where are you from? And evidently they put him on a list, and now he can't get back in the country.
Just because he was from Canada?
Something about, I don't know what else went
What's
on.
What's he look like?
He's bald. He's gray. He's about 60 some.
Okay,
like his skin, like the.
He's bald. He's gray.
No, he's got gray hair on the sides.
Bald on top.
Okay,
bald on top. Okay, is that how we say that? Bald on top.
I don't know.
But here's his voice. I think this might be his voice.
Oh no, I want to hear your impression first again.
Oh well, you know, hey, I tell you what, a lot of times here up in Canada, oh, you twist off, but you didn't twist off too much.
What's that mean?
That's a drinking beer.
Oh.
You twist it off, but not too much. Are you going to twist? Are you going to twist off tonight?
You can get twisted.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, that might.
Like we say tie one on, they say twist it off.
They say twist because of the twist top.
Are all their beers twist top? They outlawed beer openers in Canada. I think that's why they're all twist top.
Yeah, 1992.
Mm-hmm. The what? Beer.
I wondered who was going to think that was real. I didn't think. Jason.
I am paying attention.
I would have never said. Okay.
Okay. Go.
Are we yep, up and yep. Running?
This is Robbie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know I know what one is for sure. It's, but this might be Robbie. I don't know. Here, hang on. Oh no! This is what the lake sounds like in Canada.
That sounds fake.
Can you turn that up?
Yeah. Sure. How's your volume over there?
It's all the way up.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just at night outside the cabin. That's what it sounds like.
That reminds me when we had
a
lake
good
house.
Sleeping.
Yeah, we had a lake house when I was a kid. And that soundtrack right there is my aunt would come running around the barn. We're all around the thing, and she'd be like, "The man with the golden arm.
Did you take my golden arm?
Yeah, that one. That one.
Who took my golden arm? Did you?" And then they grab you.
And then
yeah,
she
it's the same.
Scares.
Thing.
Yeah. I got scared a lot when I was a kid. Gypsies.
That explains a lot.
I know.
I don't know what this is. I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
That was a wolf. That was a giant wolf. Oh, this is when we saw the wolf, obviously.
Thank God you paused it and told us.
This is where this Robbie guy, he's like a guide. He's an expert on the lake. And
I think he's unofficial.
What, did he just show up? I mean,
no, he lives there. He lives there on, like, there are cabin grounds and there are fish campgrounds.
So
and there's
quite
a driveway.
A few cabins.
There's like six cabins.
Okay.
And then the main house. And then...
that's where the white folk live.
You know, I was thinking that, but up in the main house, up in the big house. And then there's a house across this lane, which was like 40 feet from where we stayed, and that's where Robbie lives. It's a pretty big, nice house.
Who lives in the big house?
That's Tom and Margaret, the guys who run...
They're not married.
Sleepy Dog Cabins. No, they're not. They're not married.
How does Robbie make money?
That's the funny thing about Robbie. Robbie is like he's like the town orphan. Like everybody just takes care of him.
Robbie's like a wheeler dealer. Robbie's job used to be they have these orange boxes about 3 feet high, about 3 feet by 3 feet, sitting on the side of the road. They're orange boxes
for what?
With lids on them, and they're about every 5 miles, every maybe farther apart than that, but not much. And they're filled with road salt. And Robbie's job was to go from box to box if it snowed in the winter and put the salt on the road. And
so that box is good for 5 miles. That's what you're telling me.
So he's the DOT at the campground.
He's this one guy.
What is it? Is that what that is?
Department of Transportation.
Yeah,
because, you know, it probably doesn't snow up there much.
No.
So yeah, that box every 5 miles.
The ministry.
So when a snowstorm comes in, does the TV crew go and talk to him?
The Ministry of... Transportation.
There's Robbie filling up the box.
I'm not going to sit here and have you guys make fun of my new friend Robbie.
All right, let's hear Robbie and the Wolf.
Yeah, Robbie, we're snaking along. He jumped these falls to get into this lake. We were on one lake.
When he says jump the falls, I was like, so he's just jumping. No, he has a boat and he jumps.
Why Biscayne? Yeah, and there's a 2 foot drop between.
What'd you call me?
Why Biscayne? And then there's the Wine Lake is right across this jump. So he jumps the lake and we're in this lake and then we're serpentining through these reeds to get to the big Wine Lake.
Because somebody was shooting at you.
No one was shooting, but we were driving along.
That's a lot better.
And we
story.
Looked up and this wolf's head was so big we thought it was a moose at first.
That's not true.
It's giant. I'm not kidding. And the coloring on this wolf was like a leopard. It was yellow with black spots.
None of this about sounds like it's a wolf.
All right. Here
Did
we
you
go.
Guys eat some mushrooms?
Yes, it was.
That was a wolf. That was a giant wolf.
Hear the
boat. How big was that?
I don't know.
He was a wolf. He was 80 pounds easily.
Yeah.
Oh. He looked like a leopard. He was colored like a leopard.
Get us the fuck out of here before he comes back.
That was my friend Maury who added that.
That's who he went traveled
That's
with.
That's who I traveled with.
Finally revealed. Good.
That's right.
Funny.
Yeah, he was, that wolf meant business.
That's so Maury. Maury almost always has a smile on his face while he's talking. He's
always.
One of the nicest people to play it. Yep. And you can hear in his voice that he was not
smiling.
No. Why don't you get us the fuck out of here? Okay.
How many cases of beer were you guys in when you saw the wolf?
We had finished one.
Okay.
Because it was like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we'd finished one and it started the second.
Sure.
So between three guys.
Had you put quite a few cases in the car before you left, or did you buy it?
No,
you can only take
a case across the border.
A case a person, right?
A case a person and a bottle of liquor a person. That's all you can take,
so
take? Into Canada. I took a Belvedere, he took tequila for Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
Maury took tequila for Robbie, and we took a case of, Molson, I think.
Molson is what he drinks. Yeah.
That's what he likes.
Give me a little history here. This is Maury's family cabin?
He's been going up there for 46 years going
with
to this
dad.
Area.
His dad started taking him 46 years ago.
His grandfather started taking his dad, and then everybody went.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Maury's dad passed about a month ago.
Just recently.
So this was a rough trip for him. But
yeah, we had a great time though.
Yeah.
But it's not that they have a cabin there. They just know the guy who runs the fish camp, and Tom. Tommy.
Okay.
He knows that Maury's coming back. Well, Maury's going back in September to this place that we were just at.
So. Okay.
And they keep a reservation.
I think he's taking his daughters.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah. So it was a good trip. A lot of beer. I don't know what this audio is. Let's listen.
You want to know who killed Kennedy?
Deep frying fish.
Oh, we're deep frying fish. That's right.
Heath?
This is Robbie.
Good small portion stuck thoroughly. Quick, this burner's the regulator's not set up right, because you should get that to burn real good and blue, and almost a jet like.
He was pointing at the heat under the pot, and he didn't like the way the regulator was set. That's what he was talking about. Let's go back to the fish fry.
Probably have to clean out those little orifices.
I don't know why I laughed. Oh, I was drunk.
Cleaning
That's right.
Out little orifices. Oh, this batch is looking good.
Oh, yeah. Does Robbie say anything else? I forget.
No, I just like the
fish fry. The ambiance of the fish
fry. Are we going to find out who killed Kennedy?
French fries would taste good in there, huh?
The French fries would taste
good
in there.
Or would they be fishy?
I just like to have fish. And if I do the shore lunch thing, buy a cut can of those baby already peeled potatoes.
Potatoes.
That was Maury at the beginning saying, "Oh, you want to know who killed Kennedy?"
Yeah, listen.
All right, here we go.
You want to know who killed Kennedy?
We had twisted off quite extensively by that point.
That's hilarious.
And he was walking away to talk to Tommy about something.
Oh, I thought he was peeing, and like I saw him peeing and yelling from the bushes. Yeah, that's what I thought in my mind.
That was funny. Yeah.
Do you have another recording?
Yeah, one more. This is Robbie telling a couple stories about he used to work at the fish camp and he has a house on the grounds. Mm-hmm. He used to run certain areas of the fish camp.
Now, what's a fish camp? What does that mean?
Six or seven cabins, and
when a fish family wants to get away for the weekend,
they send their little baby fishes to school or a fish camp.
Okay.
No, there's like six or seven cabins, and there's a driveway to a boat dock, and there are like eight or nine boats, or however many there are.
And it's just go catch fish all day long.
You get up in the morning, whenever you get up, and you bake an egg.
So where were you guys? Were you at the fish camp?
Yeah, we're at the fish camp. The fish fry. This is right outside our cabin.
No, were you at the fish camp?
Yeah, that's what they would. That's where we stayed.
Fish camp like there's multiple camps. Like, is there a bear camp?
No, but there are multiple fish camps.
Oh.
And this was on.
Well, you don't hunt bear.
This is Sleepy Dog.
You don't
cabins.
You don't bear.
Bear hunt.
Bear hunt.
You can bear hunt.
Yeah, well, you can, but he's not.
There was a guy elk hunting. Dennis was elk hunting.
Chick doesn't, not that kind of bear hunting. Ha.
Ma.
Ma.
So I asked Robbie what some of the stories over the years of him working into the cabin and helping people when they come by and they, you know, fish. And he goes.
Worked here.
Yep.
And there was a big Legion picnic. And this, for the north, is people that were there recall this event clear as a bell. Right over there, there was a gal had a funny pup tent, and her husband was a real staunch German guy. He was ignorant. He was really ignorant.
Did you just say that about a staunch German guy?
Yeah, real, like a high German. A high German.
Untucked? Just nope. Said something about a German?
No, there's high Germans and low Germans. this guy gets pissed at the way his wife set up the tent. And he come over and he took a fishing knife and he just slashed her tent like a slasher movie. And I'm I'm just staying off the edges because I'm working, but it's not. They're not at my particular job thing.
And he also has a knife in his hand.
They were having a Legion function, and I think there was a band going to play here. Might have been Canada Day.
It was Canada Day.
Well, this gal finds a great big piece of pipe over there and goes up to his car and proceeds to smash every window in his car out, like just full batter swing.
Batter away.
And she did every window. And there was at least 96 people.
96 people.
Just standing around watching this. And in
96?
There was at least. There could have been more. But I know there was quite a few people here. And the people that were on that day, that was in 81, so that's 19. It's 31 years ago, 32 years ago now.
Yeah.
And you ask somebody, you remember about Sand Beach? And they'll say, yeah, when Debbie smashed Frank's windows out. Oh. It was burned in the, etched in their minds in time.
Is it Debbie and Ray Gulley?
Oh.
Golly.
No. It was Debbie Tatry and Frank.
Frank.
Probably should have edited it.
Probably should cut this out. Hear the animals awesome. In the background.
Ray?
Are you guys still trying to figure out the name?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with the ladies' tent.
Ray and Sherry?
Sherry. Oh my
Sherry. God. She really liked Whitney.
Everybody likes Whitney.
Yeah.
Can't help but like Whitney.
One of the two, I can't remember. It was either the husband or the wife. They had a son maybe a couple years older than Whitney. And we were up at the shindig there at the Whiskey Jack's that night.
That's the restaurant across the road.
When they met Whitney, we need to introduce you to our son. And it was either the mom or the dad said, no, you don't want to meet our son. I think it was maybe Sherry.
Yeah. Yeah, he had his moments, that boy.
They were saying how he was taking over the camp. Yeah. He was doing all the work.
He wasn't a very nice guy. That's why they didn't want to introduce him to.
Right.
To Whitney.
And caught that.
So there you go. Around Whitney the campfire in Canada.
Whitney's Maury's daughter.
You only did one campfire?
Well,
that's a requirement every night.
Mm-hmm.
No, we did two or three, but that was the only night we got audio. The rest of the night, it made less sense than that, actually, the rest of the evenings.
That's believable.
So what was your fishing trip? I mean, did you get up in the morning and it's go fish?
Well, we never, ever really got up that early.
What's that mean?
It was, 8 or 9 o'clock. I mean, everybody.
Not before the sunrise.
Right. The mail plane goes over at 8 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. And that was the weird part. You didn't see airplanes in the sky or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get up and get the beer ice down. Or I'd go down to Dutchie's, the general store, and get new beer and new ice and take care of that. And it was just far enough that we chose to put the cooler in the back of the car and drive it down to the boat dock instead of carrying it all the way down.
Sure.
And we'd go and get in the boat and have our rod and reels ready, and we'd go out maybe 10 to 3 a couple days. One day, Maury did not want to come off the lake. That was the day we went. We jumped the falls to get to the other lake.
Mm-hmm.
We were out probably from 10 until about 7 at night. And that day got to be a little long, being on a boat.
So on an average day, 10 to 3, did you actually, by 1 in the afternoon, were you out there enjoying it relaxed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Because usually you're kind of you're ready for the next thing.
I tried very much to stay in the moment and enjoy the lake.
That's good.
And I never did touch a fish.
You didn't unhook your own
you
fish?
I didn't unhook my own fish.
What so are it was you? Like he so took you're like your 4 years old.
I was
going
to say, so it's like taking a 6-year-old daughter fishing? Is that what it is?
Well, you have
did
to
Did you
know,
put your bait on?
The second day I started putting my bait on. Maury baited my hook the first day.
Are you being serious?
What kind of bait?
Minnows. They're hard to hold on to. You got to know what you're doing. They don't want to be bait, obviously.
Right. And minnows are,
size of a finger,
three or four inches long, and you have to take them and hold them in the way, and then drive the hook through their head.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun, but it got to be okay.
Did you guys use worms?
Mm-mm. Well, Robbie had these. What do you call them? TNT worms, or nitro worms? That's what it was, and they were green. Somebody has started manufacturing night crawlers that somehow come out, and they're bright green.
And they're live.
And they're live. They're bright green. And the thinking is, the theory is, the selling point is, the fish see them better than other brown worms.
Oh, my God.
nobody used those. They were in the cooler. We had to keep moving the box of worms so we could get to the beer. But northern pike are very slimy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to hold on to them.
There's northern pike, and what else did you catch?
Walleye. And Maury caught
which tastes better?
Perch. You know, the problem with northern pike is that it almost is a better tasting fish, but it's tougher to clean them because they have a lot of little bones. But guess who knows how to clean them?
Robbie
was the official.
I don't think I could clean a fish. I'll catch fish, I'll bait fish, I'll take them off. But I've never.
You take a fish off a hook?
Yeah.
I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I chose not to do that. I probably
grew up
could
on a lake, though.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal.
But there was a fish house right there at dock level. A fish house?
Yeah.
Where there were knives.
You guys just put fish in front of everything, the fish camp and the fish house and the fish cooler.
And the fish boat.
The fish boat.
And the fish beer. You got enough fish beer? I don't know. There's a story here where Robbie hid under a table at a banquet, and I wanted to try to find that, but I don't know.
I think we're okay.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, turn me up. Let me see if this is.
And I was so well under the tablecloth that nobody could see me.
This is a banquet where Robbie had a couple of beverages, and he decided to crawl under a table and lick a woman on the knee.
You just ruined the story.
Well, hang on just a second.
How did you get under there?
I was drinking like a fool with this pug guy.
Oh, okay. Pug's
still watching this. You know, this is like one of those things where, hey, you want to see something funny?
A friend of his called Pug.
Last words. Well, he's like a raging alcoholic. He's just watching me. Uh-huh. So I'd watch this, and he didn't know what I was doing. So I got under the tent, you know, it's one of these real nice canvas tents, all lacy stuff. He still couldn't figure out what the fuck I was doing. Out he comes. He's looking through, and I go under the table, and I didn't like this gal sitting all by herself. And
I'd like to tell you that the reason I've been gone so long is because I was preparing food in there. That had to have been five beers right there that I just got rid of. Okay, go ahead. You're under the table yet?
Maury just got back from the
table. You're under the table. Okay.
I do look to see my target. Which was the girl, not the old uncle sitting across the way.
We've had some beers.
So
can you tell?
As I looked at her knees that were bare, I snuck up and I just sat by them and let the creepiness kind of flow over me. Because at this point, and as drunk as I was, I knew that it was creepy. Yeah. But I still proceeded to gently lick the right side of her right leg.
On the outside.
That would be the right side of her right leg.
Because this is his defense later, is what I'm telling you.
This comes up.
Part.
Yeah, this comes
He's
up.
He's on the outside of the leg.
The position will show that it was a close call, but not. It was overdone, not by myself. But when she put her hand under the tablecloth and started scratching my hair because she thought it was a dog, I couldn't hardly stand it. And she put her hand under there again and grabbed my hair and scratched me like a dog. And I started...
But she was by herself.
She was by herself. Her uncle was sitting across from her.
Oh, okay.
Great big table. And the second time she scratched me like a dog, I couldn't help it. I started laughing.
Oh, my God.
She picked up the tablecloth and looked at thinking I was the
dog. You are looking at her.
Yeah. And she screamed like I poked her right in the pie with a hot stick. I backed out of there just like some out of a Bugs Bunny cartoon backwards out of that table, out of the tent. And the guy, Pug, was still standing. Whoa,
I can't believe. Where are you in trouble?
So, oh, yeah. So I was just fucking howling beside him. And out come the old uncle. He was rolling up his sleeves, boy.
Really?
He was going to get this guy that violated his niece, you know. Oh, and I'm going, whoa. Whoa! And like the whole, all the Andes start coming around me. I said, I just licked her on the outside of her right knee. I said, at this time, I didn't do anything dirty. I licked her on the outside of the right knee. And the old uncle was still going to bat me, eh? And then I started laughing.
He's going to bat me, eh?
Everybody got really mad at me. Pug walks away from me like he doesn't even know me. So I had to leave, though, because after that, that was a little too traumatic for me.
Yeah.
And that's the story of Robbie hiding under the table. She thought he was a dog.
That's not even the punchline of that story.
She looked at him.
She screamed.
Like he poked
her
in the pie with a hot stick. Yeah. Poked her in
great.
The pie with a hot stick.
That's hilarious.
That's better than any story. I could put all my best stories together, and it wouldn't be that good.
But he was about ready to bat him around, eh?
That's funny. Mm. You can't. Very Canadian. It's hard for me to hear that, but then when you do hear it, it's really obvious, you know.
Yeah. So we fished and we drank and we saw wolf and mooses and.
You see a bear.
Did not see a bear. They asked me if I wanted to go to the dump.
And see the bears.
Because they go
sad.
Like once a day or something. Yeah, the bears are all at the garbage dump. And
but they're eating stuff they shouldn't eat and then they die.
Yeah, they every now and then they'll eat like a can. And they can't obviously digest a can. It's not good.
No.
So what was the general stores like? You know, you'd go and get your beer. I'm sure there's some food or, you know.
I bought
Slim Jims or something. I mean, was it just like, just like... You know, just a little
sort
tiny
of, but
little
different,
store.
Yeah, but different brands, and they had one gas pump or two gas pumps, one for premium unleaded and regular unleaded.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull in and you see, oh, $1.45. Oh, you know, like we see, like what is it, $4 a gallon?
Yeah.
Or whatever. You go, oh, $1.45. Wow, things are cheaper. And it's a liter. It's $1.45 a liter, so it ends up being about the same.
Oh, yeah.
So. But let's see what else.
So the stores, though, I mean, is it just like, you know, some crusty old guy? This building's been sitting there forever.
The store we went to most often was called Dutchie's, and it was very nice inside. And they had
Dutchie. Who's Dutchie? Was it owned? Was it locally owned?
Yeah,
it
was owned
chain?
By someone who also owns one of the fish camps. I'm not sure who it was, but her name was Ricky.
Was this the fish store?
Ricky wouldn't let Chick use her Wi-Fi.
What?
I didn't have Wi-Fi. I called
your service provider
and said, hey, I'm going to Canada. I want to be able to make phone calls and text, but what about data roaming? And then I heard all these horrible stories about thousands of dollars phone bills. And Mare Bear went to Europe and did the same thing, but she said that she turned on her data roaming one time and it still cost, you know, $300 or $400. So anyway, so I was making phone, but I couldn't get on Wi-Fi because the Wi-Fi at the camp I was staying in, the cabins, the cabin grounds or whatever you want to, the fish camp, the Wi-Fi was out for whatever reason. So I started, you know, because when you walk in with an iPhone anywhere, if there's Wi-Fi, the iPhone will show you.
It'll tell you.
And there's a little padlock. And so you needed a password. So I walked up and I said, can I have the password? Oh, I don't know it. No, I don't know it. I go, well, okay. And that's, but everybody had a story about where I could go to get Wi-Fi. There was another store a mile down the road.
You
that
told
I could go.
Me that she just wouldn't give it to you. You didn't tell me she didn't know it.
Well, of course
you painted her to be like
she knew it.
Cruella
she just
Deville
didn't want
or something.
She knew it, but wouldn't give it to me.
Maybe she didn't know it.
She owned the store, and the Wi-Fi. One Wi-Fi said Dutchies, and one Wi-Fi said Ricky, her name. So how could she not know the password?
Maybe she forgot.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe she didn't want your city slicker ass on her Wi-Fi.
I am far from a... Okay, yeah.
Let's say a neighbor comes over to your house, in your house you're at now.
I have a story about
this.
That's
can I have your Wi-Fi?
That's exactly like this.
Can I have your Wi-Fi password?
You know what? Because chick...
what happened? What are you saying?
In my neighborhood, we have Wi-Fi at my house. And chick set up the Wi-Fi there, and it's passcode protected. And I was talking to my neighbor the other day, and I said, well, you could always use our Wi-Fi. He goes, no, I can't. He goes, you have two Wi-Fis, and both of them are password protected. And I was like, oh.
Did you give him the password?
No, he goes, you're the only one on the cul-de-sac who's protected.
Well, then the rest of your cul-de-sac's not real bright. They should all be protected.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, you don't let people get on your... You don't share your Wi-Fi?
Someone who knows what they're doing could go in and get into your computer.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Through your Wi-Fi if you don't have a password?
Yes. I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know that. I think Ricky's off the hook then.
Yeah, maybe she didn't want you looking at her Canadian porn.
You don't know what you're doing. I mean, I'm saying it's like you know how to hack backwards.
Right, you're
right. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, it's probably wise. I didn't know that.
So your whole cul-de-sac, everyone's open.
Yeah, everybody is open except us.
You're the bright one of your cul-de-sac.
Thank you very much.
How does she get credit when I set up the Wi-Fi? She just said that.
Yeah, but see, she's thinking that she should probably open it up.
Yeah, but now you told me why I don't open it up.
You
I
don't
didn't
open
know.
It up.
There's anyway,
I is go your in... Wi-Fi protected at your house?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And so would a neighbor come over and would you give him the password?
Well, probably not.
Well, there we go. Ricky.
The lady across the street. That's the only neighbor he talks to.
I wave at her.
When she's taking her kids to school.
I got one message from Chick while he was gone.
You did?
What did I
say? Tomorrow's trash day.
Oh, you had to stop and drag his trash down.
He had to drag the trash down and put it back. And
I went to Shelbyville last week to the pool. That's what I did while you were on vacation.
You summered in Shelbyville?
I summered in Shelbyville.
How was it? That's a pretty good-sized pool, though, right?
It's fun for kids. But two day camps brought their kids the same time we were there, so that was the worst. Oh.
So there's like buses there?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, it sucked.
Other people's kids.
They're the worst.
OPK.
Hands down.
I went into this Dutchies in Canada to buy two bags of charcoal, just regular-sized bags of charcoal.
Kingsford?
And a jar of mustard. Why are you shaking your head at me?
Because.
Why?
Because your stories have so many details.
Well, it's important to find...
unnecessary details?
Well, I think these are necessary because the two bags of charcoal...
Because you dipped the charcoal in the mustard and ate it?
No.
That's the only way that would be necessary.
It cost $18.72.
Is that a lot?
Two bags of charcoal and a thing of mustard.
How big is your charcoal? Is it like a 45-pound bag?
No, it was like two small bags of charcoal.
How small? Like bigger than a bread box?
Are we going to put this podcast in with... somebody tweeted me and said, it's funny how you guys say every podcast...
is bad.
We shouldn't release this one. And we've done it again.
No, this isn't bad. Hot stick in the pie. Let's save this podcast.
Got a hot stick right in her pie.
Is that what he called it the whole time? Did you guys talk about
pies?
Pies?
No, not really.
No?
Honestly, no.
Did you go looking for pie?
Ooh.
We didn't go looking. We were at the bar, though. Saturday
night. Was there pie there?
I mean, to me, after a week of drinking
Whiskey
with your
buddies. The Whiskey Jack is the name of the tavern. And it's Graham and Laura, and they run Whiskey Jack, and they're maybe, I don't know, in their 30s, maybe.
Right.
And really nice couple. They have a band, and they but we were there Saturday night to watch the Pacer Heat game.
Sure.
We were the only people in there.
On a Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Where's everybody at?
I don't know.
Was there a wedding?
Graham said it was changeover day for all the fish camps.
What's changeover?
It's Saturday.
People leave and new
Saturday
people come
to
in.
Saturday, people leave and people come in. So I didn't. But then Laura said that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are their big nights.
So
what? Are you serious?
That's what
in
she
the
said.
Middle of the week.
That's what she
said. Well, people are on vacation. It's not real people.
Yeah, but still.
What do you mean it's not real people? Oh, it's so a vacation
there, bar. So how is this tied to pie? There was pie there. Look at his face.
There was pie there. What?
Did you get hit on?
No, I didn't get hit on. There was, Laura was, and they were
do they share Laura?
No, she's a very nice lady. And
she's part of the fish camp?
They bake their own hamburger buns.
Not their own pies.
And they were really, no, they had pies. We had chocolate cheesecake, actually. Is that a pie? Cheesecake. It was really good.
It's a cake.
It's a really good cake. And a lot of Native Americans in this area. And Native Americans.
Oh, well, we kicked them out of here, you know.
Native Americans, they can catch. There's very strict rules on how many fish you can catch and how big these fish are. If it's too big, you need to leave them because they're still breeding. If they're too small, they're still growing.
It's like the Mormons. There's like 444 fish that can get in.
Right in the middle.
No.
Cut that out. Sorry. Right in the middle. But the Native Americans in the area can catch any fish they want at any time and keep anything.
Yeah, it's like their reservations.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
The First Nation is what they say. That's what the signs say.
That's what they are? They're considered the First Nation?
The First Nation.
That's kind. Why don't we have a sign like that?
I don't know. That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody in Canada, though, is really kind of laid back and...
No shit.
Okay.
Like Greg Morton.
A little bit. Yeah.
But he's from the city.
Oh, that was the weirdest thing. I went to get cash.
Did you ask them if they knew Greg Morton?
I asked everybody if they knew Greg Morton. You know Greg Morton? You know the comedian? I did not see any other, well, they would be Black Canadians, I guess, while I was there. Didn't see any. I went to a bank to get cash, and, you know, you're at a bank machine. I mean, it looks like
a regular... Was it like going to the bank in, like, 79?
No, it's like a regular bank machine.
I feel like everything looks like it's 1979 up there.
So you put your card in, put your code in, and it spits out Canadian money, but their Canadian money is... Beautiful. It's green with colors and the queen's on the 20. And
it sings.
I don't think it sang.
Wouldn't it be nice if it did, though? Yeah.
But you're used to, I guess it must have just affected me this way. You're used to, when you do that at the ATM, money comes out and you're used to that image.
And you pull them out and you're like, all right, what's the difference? Oh, there's a 20, there's a 10. They all look the same.
They're all green. But it would just startled me that. It was like...
Which part?
And there's like a gold band, like a gold foil band that goes around the money.
Like Wonka money?
It looked a little bit like a golden ticket when it came out. Yeah.
Who's on it? The Queen?
The Queen of England. Queen Elizabeth. There's a big deal celebrating the 60th anniversary. That was on the TV.
Their money's bigger than ours. It's plastic. Did you get the plastic money?
Didn't get the plastic money. Did not get the plastic money.
Did you switch money before you went over there? Mm-mm. Did you go to the bank and switch money?
A lot. When you pay for stuff with American money, the price goes up.
Like, that doesn't seem right.
We went, where did we?
Our money's worth more.
Was it? It's like 4 cents more or something when I was there. But it changes like.
Oh, did it change in the last 3 days?
Beer would go up and down like every day.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
The price of beer?
The most expensive
like
case.
Like gasoline?
Did
they drill for beer up there?
They have a board that there's numbers on that shows you how much the cases of beer are.
Is it really?
Day. Yes, and they have to change them every day.
No way.
The most expensive beer was $42.75. That was some brand called Coconine or something, but it was really good. We only got one case of that.
I assume so.
And, we wanted to have gas money to get home.
Right.
And then the Labatt's Blue was like $30 and something.
For a case?
For a case.
Is that a lot? How much is a case of beer at home?
How many is in a case?
24.
Okay.
24.
How much is a case of beer at home?
I don't know how much case of beer is here. I don't know why I don't know that.
I don't know, like $18?
I'm thinking that's right.
I have no idea.
I know what a keg costs.
You know, shut up. Bought me one keg for my birthday one time.
The Gulf War birthday.
Stop it. A keg I clearly didn't need.
Coors Original is what you had.
Was that 2 years ago? Or one coming up.
Coming up on two.
I will be
coming up on two.
I will be 32 in 2 weeks.
Week right. Saturday. Or whenever this is airing.
It's going to air today. This is a same day podcast.
I'm going to put it up tonight.
You are not.
Yeah.
We already have
people.
This.
We're already past.
Are
we're
you shitting me?
We have no.
Are
we have late? None in the can. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're a little late. Well, you were gone for a week.
Oh, it's my fault.
Yep.
Yeah, leader. No, this is a same day podcast, so I'll be
same day podcast. So 2 weeks and three days.
2 weeks and 3 days.
Are we going to have a birthday podcast?
No.
People can call and wish you happy birthday.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Are we going
to
do a podcast from your tiki bar once you finish it? Which I looked out there and saw you got a nice frame of it going.
Yeah,
yeah.
We can do that.
What?
The tiki bar. Tiki bar broadcast.
Let's have a birthday party for me and do a live podcast at a bar.
At a bar?
At a real bar.
Okay. You saying that, here's what we have to do.
I'm not on my birthday, though.
No, you're going to be...
Because my birthday's on Saturday. I'll be with my family.
You'll be with your family.
Yeah.
So we'll
Is
have
that
to
where
do...
you want to be?
Not really.
Well, there are a couple exceptions, but yeah, that's where you
want to
be.
No, I want to be there. I want to. My family needs a good party right now. We've had a shitty year so far. I'm bringing it back.
So bringing back the year, not
so
the shitty
you're
going to
throw them a party...
For me.
For them.
But yeah, I'm going to throw them a party in honor of my birthday.
Okay.
And you're going to throw it.
And I'm going to throw it.
Why doesn't someone throw you a party?
Because I don't trust anybody else to throw me a party, to be very, very honest. Remember when we did my 30th birthday party and my friends wanted to decorate and do all those things and I said, don't?
Well, you had a pretty nice party at the restaurant.
You're not real flexible,
for family.
Are you?
No, I have a vision. And
we had a nice birthday party at that restaurant.
We did. We had a great birthday party at that restaurant.
But the other one was kind of...
But I just didn't want it to be the way that everybody else saw it.
Here's what she does. She has the very definite ideas of the way she wants to do things. And then it starts to get around how she wants to do things. And then those thoughts are changed or criticized or people offer their input. And she's... And she backs off and then she's disappointed in the outcome instead of sticking to her guns.
Right.
An easy example, she wanted a black toilet in the downstairs bathroom. That's just what she wanted. And somebody said, no, you don't want a black toilet. That's stupid.
But he was right. I found out later he was very right. Because it's his business. He knows what he's talking about. Do I want a black toilet? No, it's not 1992.
Did you want a black toilet initially, though? Why not?
Yes, but I'm glad somebody talked me out of it. Because boys are dirty. That's why I wanted a black toilet.
Boys are dirty.
Do they have brown toilets?
Ew.
There's an idea whose time has come. You'd never have to clean your toilet.
Don't you remember? Do you remember, like, everybody's grandma had, like, a pink toilet or a green toilet? Like,
yeah.
It was just like... And then
my mom had a pink toilet.
And a fuzzy thing on the seat. That's so gross. Oh, that's gross.
Because the stuff's...
I had
it's just sitting there.
Yeah, I had the whole set there.
How about the vinyl... seats.
Oh yeah.
Well, the cushion puffy
and then they would break and
there'd
be
some nasty person that left the crack in it there. What about the wooden ones?
Yeah.
Remember the wooden ones?
Yeah.
No?
I do remember
they're
the
still,
wooden
you,
what movie
you still
was
get
it? What movie was yeah, you can. What movie was it where a snake came out of the toilet bowl? Because that's
not a real thing.
Yes, it is. It's in a movie. It's in like a kid movie or something.
A snake came out of a toilet.
A snake came out of the toilet bowl. Was that in the Goonies? There's a snake in a toilet.
Sounds right.
I don't think so. But that scared, that wrecked my bathroom world for a long, long time.
You had trouble
like
going
I would
bathroom?
I would be peeing and looking behind me the whole time. Like, is there something that's going to come up?
Well, see, we're standing up peeing.
We
see,
got a good view.
You
we
can
view.
Check it out.
We can defend them.
Mm-hmm. No.
We can see them coming.
Mm-mm. I tried to pee backwards, sit on
so
the
toilet. So what do you think that snake was
going to
do? You tried. Oh, you did the backwards thing?
Yeah, so I straddled the toilet so that I could see the hole the whole time.
Can we get video of you doing that now?
No.
I mean, we don't need to see the actual...
If she looks back there now, she's not going to see anything. What?
Are you talking about how big my ass is? Is that... Are you serious right now?
You know that's not what I'm saying.
No, that's exactly what he's saying.
Okay. What are you saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, that's the Canada show.
What are you saying?
You're so shapely that you're not going to be able to see the toilet.
Shapely. Shapely. That's
I think
what he said.
He's complimenting. He's
is
trying
that complimenting?
To com- He's trying to compliment.
Shapely is not a compliment.
Shapely is not a compliment?
No. Shapely?
Perfect. Is that a compliment?
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh, see how far that got me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't take compliments.
No shit.
You know what? Remember Dr. Will? What he said? What
he say?
Just shut up and sit there and take a compliment.
A Shapely this person, was not a compliment.
This person is giving you a compliment. They are feeling thoughtful and they're expressing themselves.
You take of all a compliment. People know that your behind is okay with me. You know that.
What did you want to say?
Huh?
You were going to
don't
say?
Don't say behind.
I was going to say fine with me. Is what I
yeah,
was
that's true. Fine.
Okay, that's enough.
Uh-huh, there you go.
I don't want to.
What's up with those pants?
See, now she
today.
Doesn't want to know.
I'm so yeah. uncomfortable. What's wrong with my pants?
They're that don't seem like you.
We need we got to make a list of what mm-hmm. pictures we need to put the picture of you and your hat up and we need to
tweet it right now.
I like these pants.
And we need to put a picture of
But I put
of
them on this morning
up.
And I was like, what accessories do I need? And
they
I was
look
like,
good. I just
I need fucking alimony and Botox. That's what goes with these pants.
They look like
they're just they're
Jersey
awful.
Jersey
How's that alimony
housewife Jersey housewife pants. They're leopards.
Don't say Jersey housewife.
Well, isn't that where the leopard print yeah. came from?
Yes, that's who invented Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yes.
New Jersey invented the leopard print?
Yes.
How did this end up that we're fighting again during this
did
podcast?
Did you see you said your wolf had orange spots?
No, it had an orange coat and like brown spots. I swear it did.
Are you sure that's a wolf?
I don't know what the fuck it was at this
like
point.
Like a mountain
still.
Lion?
It could. It looked.
Cheetah?
It. I don't know what it was, but it was.
Was
it
Robbie was, there?
Robbie was
he
there.
He didn't know what it was.
Robbie said it was a wolf.
Okay, then it's a wolf.
He probably knows.
So I don't know. I don't really.
It's a big one, about 80 pounds.
Yeah.
Like a spotted fox.
Oh, it was bigger than a fox.
How big are fox? We have crazy coyotes right now.
I'm going to say 8 pounds. Yeah.
Woke me up out of a sleep. They had a hold of something in my backyard.
No, last night?
No.
Oh.
A week ago.
No
two weeks
way.
Ago. Yep. Had a hold of something. And I let my dog out all the time and just let her sit on the porch. And I'm like, I can't do that anymore.
No.
It was so, it was the scary, it was one of the scariest noises I think I'd ever heard. Mm. It was scary.
The wolf that I saw in Canada made no noise. He was trying to swim across and he was upset that we
was
were
he
there.
Like the wolf in Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yes, he was. Yes.
He just looked at you and raised his hand.
That's right.
Have you guys seen that movie? That's one of my favorite movies.
We should probably back
Watch
up.
It.
It's
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
It's Jess's favorite movie.
That's my favorite
Fantastic
movie.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fantastic
Mr. Fox. Yeah.
Is it a cartoon?
Roald Dahl or whatever?
It's a claymation, right?
Stop animation.
Claymation. It's the guy who does all the Bill Murray movies.
Oh, it's Wes Anderson, right?
Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
No. Yes?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't prepared to talk about
it. He did like Life Aquatic and...
Wes Anderson. Yeah, Moonrise Kingdom. Yeah,
Moonrise Kingdom.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. Your kids would really like it.
All right.
It is really good.
Get on your Netflix.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
Go do it now.
After you post the podcast.
Okay.
What else do you have to do today?
I need to work. My job.
Right. The one that pays.
The one that pays me.
Oh, you guys are so funny. Yeah.
All right, we have a subject on the table, a birthday podcast for you.
Uh-huh.
So is that going to happen?
It could.
Should we ask for emails?
No. What is it? What?
From taverns to ask who wants to host your birthday party.
Host me a birthday party.
No, because she needs to decide, because you can't just have people.
Willy-nilly.
We can't plan it. We have to involve her.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't want to do this. I don't have any friends. And I sure as fuck don't want people I don't know coming.
That's everyone who's listening to this podcast.
I know some of these people. And
not
I know
all. I mean,
not all of them,
few.
But I know the people that live in Indiana that would come. Aaron would come.
Yeah. Aaron would come. Marty,
Mr. Meeker would come.
Marty would come.
Marty who?
Marty Filatrow.
Does he live in Indiana?
I don't know where he lives.
Now, Marty lives of
Evansville? He lives in Michigan or something.
I thought it was Michigan or Evansville. Well, he was one of those two that's
yeah,
way
somebody
far.
Lives in Evansville.
Who?
I forget.
I don't know.
Maybe the other Marty would come, too.
I don't know.
No?
That Marty's very nice, but I don't want him to fly up here for my party. You mean Marty. I meant Austin Marty. You mean Marty Bender over. Yeah.
No,
Marty
he's
gone. Marty's in Chicago.
He's in Chicago now.
For right now.
And then maybe the three of us will be the new morning drive in Chicago.
Why Why am I the one not laughing?
That's funny.
So how much fish did you would you say you ate while you were there, Chick?
The kind from the lake.
I mean, two meals a day.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say how much pie did
not
you
fish
eat.
Pie. I had fish tacos the other day, and they tasted like they were straight out of White River. It was nasty.
I had breakfast tacos yesterday, and they were awesome.
Breakfast fish tacos?
No, fish.
Not a breakfast burrito, a breakfast taco?
Aren't you asking me a question?
No, this is about us right now. Where did you have a breakfast taco?
I have it at this place in Broad Ripple.
What is it called?
Biscuits.
Oh, yes. I love that place.
And
you know that place.
Uh-huh.
Egg with like scrambled egg with like refried beans and lettuce and some stuff. Yeah. It was so good.
That's what I want to eat now.
Crunch. You had a crunchy taco.
Yes, they were crunchy. They were so good. They were messy, but God, they were good.
Do you guys ever go to Acapulco Joe's for breakfast?
Not for breakfast.
Ooh, got to go for breakfast. They have spicy biscuits and gravy. Oh, my
really?
God.
What, like chorizo or something?
It's something.
The sauce, yeah.
Yeah, but they give you chips and salsa before they bring you your breakfast. It's awesome. I highly recommend it for like a hangover. That's
really?
Like, that's what you need to eat.
Spicy yeah. sausage and gravy. Huh.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so you had a lot of fish.
I probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 fish.
Do you eat lots of chips? Ooh, let's address this. Who's back on the Diet Pepsi?
Not all the
time. Don't lie.
No, I won't have it in my home is my new rule.
And you were gone for a week. How much Diet Pepsi did you have?
No, I drank. If I wasn't drinking water, I was drinking beer.
Really?
For like.
No Diet Pepsi?
7 days. No Diet Pepsi.
Not even when you were on the road?
I had Diet Coke. I had 3 Diet Cokes.
The whole time?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm not, you know me when I.
Do you know what he had this morning? He had a triple shot of espresso
over ice
and 2 jump starts.
Kickstart.
Was that
whatever.
Yesterday or today?
Today. I had my triple.
He's
my
been
first
doing a jump start a
kickstart.
Lot.
Those are disgusting.
Kickstart, whatever.
Kickstarts every morning.
Stop it. Not that I expect Mountain Dew to be a sponsor, but I'm just saying stop. That's terrible.
I don't think you have any.
What?
Room to talk.
Room. You can't. No room. No. You don't have you that bond where you can tell him what to do is broken, I believe.
I don't know.
I promise you it's not.
Let's do this.
I'm not doing that yet. This is getting resolved. So she can tell you what to drink and eat?
In the name of his health, I can.
I think we're both very important in each other's lives.
But
that's
what happens when you have donuts for 3 days? What if he tells you stop doing that?
Wait a minute. That was never, when we were engaged, that was never an option for me.
Well, that's to tell me no?
To tell you, I didn't want to, for starters.
No, he was such a great enabler. If I was like, gosh, I really want.
Chick's an enabler?
Yeah, I was just like, I would really like some.
Right here.
I would really like some Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then he would leave and he would come back with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Right.
That's what he would do.
Right. It was like home, like whenever something happens on The Simpsons and Homer, you hear him run out to the car, door slams, squeals out.
Mm-hmm. It was like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good.
Did you ever do it just to see?
No.
Just to see.
No, because that's why you wanted to do it, because she didn't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Well, now you want to. Remember, if you're Mike Doty or know Mike Doty or a friend of Mike Doty's.
Not Mike Doty.
That's
I feel like an asshole. Can you take that out?
No. I don't know who Mike Doty is.
Mike Doty will be on the show and then you'll.
But I'm sure that's something like people probably said that to him in like 3rd grade.
Hey, Doty.
Just being funny. Sounded like you had one of your new pal friends as Mike Doty. That's how I took it.
I'm trying to think. I think I do know a Doty.
Wait a minute. We need to go to another.
Oh, God.
Can we go to another Mike Doty song? Just indulge.
I don't think we've ever interrupted the outro.
I don't think we have.
See, I don't want to have to edit any of this, Chick.
D-O-U-G-H-T-Y is
Mike Doty. Oh, no. That's not how I was seeing it
at
all.
Almost like daughtery.
Daughtery.
Daughter.
Daughtery.
Where the heck? No, that's not
Dottie.
Right.
Dottie. I like that name. Dottie.
This is not supposed to be playing, so don't listen to it. Well, wait a minute. Who is this? This is good.
Is the podcast over? It was a long way out at sea, and it seemed like it might be a long time. I like this song. Who's this? Saw him again. Is this him?
This is Milo. I'm not sure who Milo is. All right. Thank you, Jess.
No, thank you.
That's the All Canada show.
The All Canada show.
Thanks, Jason.
I think you're welcome, I guess.
Good night, everybody! And the hours felt like the rocks that they used.